We are back today talking about an image generation tool that we have covered and mentioned a few times on the show, and that is Flux from Black Forest Labs. We'll be talking primarily about a new feature or a new set of features that I think brings Flux to the top of the leaderboard when it comes to AI image editing capabilities, and this is called their Context Composer. Just for a quick example on that, the really funny one I think is the bodybuilder one. These ones gave me a pretty good chuckle. So if you are curious what a rigorous workout routine and a bodybuilder style workout routine might make you look like, you can try that out in the bodybuilder editor here. Is essentially replacing the need to generate or construct complex prompts. You can use these presets instead to edit images in a variety of ways. So anyway, let's see what happens with our Cartoonify here. Oh my goodness, we have quite a few different versions. Actually, I think this is kind of cool, except this one on the far left, this black and white one looks somewhat terrifying.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by Digital Pop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today talking about an image generation tool that we have covered and mentioned a few times on the show, and that is Flux from Black Forest Labs. But we'll be talking primarily about a new feature or a new set of features that I think brings Flux to the top of the leaderboard when it comes to AI image editing capabilities. And this is called their Context Composer. It's essentially a suite of of image editing tools that utilize what they call presets in the Context Composer. Is essentially replacing the need to generate or construct complex prompts. You can use these presets instead to edit images in a variety of ways, making AI image generation, or AI image editing, I should say, much more accessible and democratized, and making it much easier for someone who may be unfamiliar with AI or with prompting techniques in general. Check out the links in the show notes for a lot of the technical details and information about the Flux One Context Composer and its specifications. But from a UI perspective, the way it works is you can essentially upload or paste your image right into the editor. You can select the preset, which you can think of as a replacement for a prompt, like removing a background, removing text, inserting yourself into a random situation. You'll get a look at those in just a second here. There's a few different presets, or basically pre-prompts, that you can use. And we, of course, will demo this for you at the end of our show today, so make sure you stick around to check that out. But there are several different things that you can do using these presets. Some of them are extremely useful from an image editing standpoint. Some of them are more geared towards just fun and playful. For instance, you can perform context swaps, which is where you can teleport, as they call it, yourself into these random situations, these random scenarios and settings. It's going to allow you to move the subject of your image into a new scene or a new style. You can reframe your images using the Move Camera preset. You can edit the lighting by relighting your images. You can generate very high quality product photos from simple static images of an object, transforming a relatively bland image into a high quality image that can then be published in an ad or on your e-commerce site. You can also crop or upscale or zoom on an image. And then getting into a little bit more of the fun aspect, you can colorize your photos, you can cartoon yourself, your images or the subjects of your images, you can turn them into a movie poster, which is a fun example as well, and we'll check out these examples. Actually, I'll go ahead and share my screen right now so you can take a look at some of these examples. One moment here. Here you can see we have the teleport anything. It says automatically teleport people from your photos to incredible random locations and styles. Here you have the ability to move your camera around. You can relight your images. You can see the product photo example right here. There's the zooming or cropping in on a certain subject of the photo. We'll definitely test that one out this afternoon as well. Here you can see the colorize option. And here you see the text removal with a very, I think, terrifying character in this hat right here. Not sure where that's coming from. But you also see the ability to remove furniture from a room. So this is a very interesting like interior design use case that they actually specify at the bottom of the page as well for interior designers and architectures. You can remove any sort of object from your images if you would like. And here we get into kind of the fun presets, as they call them. You can see here that you can cartoonify yourself. Here's the movie poster example that we just mentioned. You can give yourself a haircut, or you can turn yourself into a bodybuilder. All very funny. I tested some of these out myself, and we'll take a look at those in a second. Again, they really highlight this architecture and interior design use case at the bottom. And you can see here in the bottom right-hand corner where I think it would be pretty useful from redesigning your room standpoint. You can take the same room and look at it in multiple different styles and designs. And I think that is really... Now, as we talked about in the previous episodes where we talked about Flux's image editing capabilities, the primary ability here is just to maintain the context of the image when you're editing it. It respects the existing image characteristics while changing out the subjects that you edit. Of course, that's going to be the case here as well with these presets. Another primary benefit of this tool is the speed at which it generates images, which was definitely notable in our first episode we did on the context editor. Check that episode out if you're interested, linked in the show notes. And again, there's lots of technical information into today's episode as well, so check those out in the links. So if you're interested in that stuff, dive deeper. In some cases, I've just started sharing the Perplexity research link that was done for each episode because there are dozens, if not more, sources that are being cited. So I think that'll be the case here as well. You can check out exactly what our research looks like that we do for these episodes as well, and what our prompts look like for performing that research. Also, a little bonus there for you. Some of the issues or limitations that have been discovered include basic artifact hallucination, or kind of the generation of artifacts that shouldn't be present in the image, particularly clothing on difficult poses. So again, artifacting basically refers to creating new subjects that do not respect the context of the image, and that's what we mean when we talk about artifacting. Of course, they also warn about using enterprise proprietary data in your generations, which is good to keep in mind for any type of AI work you're doing, not just image generation, but text and otherwise as well. Now, when it comes to the use cases here, you're likely already spinning up a bunch in your head, and some of these are going to be repeats of use cases that we've talked about before, particularly with the ability to do this natural language context-aware editing of the existing images. We already talked about what it could mean for e-commerce and just ad assets, where you can create dozens of variations, if not more, high-quality product photos based off of low-quality existing images, and then you can instantly change the theme of your product photo or of your ad without having to do major edits, which is hugely beneficial when it comes to things like A/B testing your different ad assets or website assets or whatever assets you might be curious to see how they perform. Or for you marketers out there who are working with clients or doing graphic design for clients, this is another really quick and easy way to mock up designs, several different variations, and quickly get the opinion of your clients or get approval. And again, I think if you're an interior designer out there, and it would be amazing if there are any listening to this show, first of all, hit me up because I think my office could probably use a little bit of a refresh. But I, at the same time, I hold on pretty tight to all my dorky childhood nostalgia collectible toys here. But still, hit me up if you're an interior designer listening to this show. I'd be super interested just to hear about that. But second of all, the ability to whip up several different versions of the same room in a matter of seconds to show to your clients would definitely be a game changer, in my opinion. And that, again, goes for really any sort of graphic design or marketing content creation. And then, of course, you have all the fun things you can do, like creating children's books using the Cartoonify feature, or getting a laugh out of some coworkers by turning them into a bodybuilder or something. And that's the type of organic content that we talk about creating. It may not exactly fit well into an ad campaign or a client brief or client work, although Cartoonify, I think, would make for some good ads. But it is really perfect for sharing on social channels and just getting some good traction and some fun traction on your channels. And I think the idea of being able to use these presets quickly without having to generate your own prompts is super interesting. And I think it also signals a bit of a new direction for many of these tools. So I wouldn't be surprised to see similar features popping up in other image generators. And to a degree, many of them have that styles feature that kind of acts the same way as these presets. You can apply an existing style to an image. You can change that style, but this kind of takes that one step further. And I think it adheres much more closely to the source image as well. And it's much less of a kind of a slot machine, random one-off generation. Okay, without further ado, let's get in and do some testing again. We'll take a look at some of the generations I've already done. As a reminder, Black Forest Labs right now has this awesome playground, and that's where we are right now. That's what you're seeing on the screen. You can try out the context tool as well as these new presets that they have laid out for us. I highly recommend trying that out if you haven't yet. I will share the link to the playground in the show notes. And of course, you can just Google Black Forest Labs playground and it'll pop right up for you. Okay, let's take a look at the history that I've generated here. The first thing you're going to see is the furniture removal that I did on the office here. You can see that it's actually not 100% accurate. Some of the images still have the furniture, but a couple of them have fully removed it. Just for a quick example on that, the funny one, the really funny one, I think, is the bodybuilder one. These ones gave me a pretty good chuckle. So if you are curious what a rigorous workout routine and a bodybuilder style workout routine might make you look like, you can try that out in the bodybuilder editor here. And then down here, we have that context composer or the teleport preset where we've teleported myself into just, it looks like a diner, like a 50s style diner maybe. And it did a really nice job, I think, there as well. Pretty, really high quality generations, in my opinion, matching the existing image to these presets. Okay, let's try a couple more on the fly here. We can go back right up here to edit. Let's try the zoom feature and we'll see if we can zoom in on a particular aspect of the office here. Maybe one of the Pez dispensers in the background. So in this case of the zoom, once you drop or paste your image in here, and it's going to take a second just to pop up, you can actually specify what we should zoom in on, and that's optional. I think if we left it blank, it would probably just pick something at random to zoom in on. Okay, so now we've got our image in there. Let's say zoom in on one of the Pez dispensers in the background on the shelf. Let's see if that works. You can select the amount of images that you want to generate. I'm going to go with 4 here just to see, give us the best chance of maybe zooming in on one correctly. And I think what I'll do is I'll actually let this generate in real time so you can kind of get an idea for the speed at which it generates. Now we're doing 4, so it's not as fast as maybe doing 1. But if you've used the native image editing in ChatGPT 4.0 or even in Flash 2.0 on the Gemini interface, then I think you'll understand that this is quite a bit faster even than that. And we're still generating here. We should see it pop up in a matter of a couple seconds. And I've actually hit some credit limits. Now it's only 1 cent per additional credit. So I think I'm going to go ahead and spend the $10 here and add some credits so we can get this show on the road. So stand by here. Okay, so we have got our credits now. We're back to generating. I'm still going to go ahead and let this generate in real time so you guys get an idea of how long it takes. I'll try and fill in the gap with something. Okay, and here we have our results, and it did a little bit of some strange stuff here with the trying to zoom in on a Pez dispenser. We did get one that actually got some sort of Pez dispensers, although they're very morphed and definitely have some hallucinations and some strange artifacts going on. It also combined the two shelves a couple different times, zoomed in on the wrong stuff, but you can see that, you can get the point, and it's good to show some of the limitations of the model here and of the tool as well. So a little bit of a swing and a miss on the zoom feature. Let's go back to our edits here and try another one. Let's do the movie poster one and see what type of movie poster it turns our little headshot into. Again, I'm going to go ahead and drop and paste an image in here, and it's going to take a couple seconds here to just upload that. And it does give you the option to give the title of the movie. Let's just do the AI Marketing Navigator. For our title, we'll do 4 images again and we'll go ahead and generate. Let's see what it does with this. Now it is doing like a movie poster size for the image, so that's pretty cool as well if you were legitimately going to create a movie poster, that is. And let's see what happens here. I'll try and let it generate in real time again. A little bit of a fail on that last one because we had to cut out and take a little break from recording, but let's see what happens here with our movie posters. And we should be seeing these generations pop up right about now, I would imagine. And here we go. All right, so here we have the AI Marketing Navigator. This one is very interesting where it completely removed the chair and the desk, and it's got us floating kind of in between two shelves of Funko Pops. That's kind of cool. But probably this one on the far left is the one that's most movie poster-ish, if you ask me anyway. Got some weird things with some spelling here with the word, so not quite as on par with some of the other image generators when it comes to the text creation. But here's what the movie poster feature did with our little headshot. I think there's probably more appropriate images that you could have used to generate movie posters, but just trying to give you guys the idea again. Let's go do the haircut one and let's see what I would look like with like a rock and roll style haircut, maybe like long type hair. I think it'll probably ask us what type of hair. Nope, it's just going to give us a different haircut, change the haircut of the subject. Is what's going to happen. So let's see what it does for our haircut here. I'll go ahead and generate. This time I'm just going to cut forward and save you guys a little bit of time. So stand by while these generate. Okay, and here we have a few new haircuts. I got to admit, it didn't go too crazy with the haircuts. I was hoping it would give me like some long hair in one of these, like a rock star style hairdo. But you know, this one over here on the far right is kind of cracking me up, this short little buzz cut. That's actually how I used to wear my hair when I was really little. Maybe I'll have to bring that one back. I don't know. But again, didn't go too wild. It occurs to me that this would be a good idea if we're getting a haircut, if you wanted to give the barber or stylist an idea or something that you like, you could make it look just how you wanted by doing this. I think that would be pretty cool. Anyway, you get the idea with the haircut here. Okay, so we're going to try two more things here. We are going to try and cartoonify one really quick. Something that I've done with these headshots in the past, with whether it's a Lego version or a cartoon or an anime version. So we'll see what the context composer preset cartoonify looks like here. And let's go ahead and generate four of these images now with the cartoonify and see what that looks like. And then the last thing I want to do is something that just occurred to me. I thought it would be super hilarious. After I saw that bodybuilder version of myself, I wondered what it would look like if we did a bodybuilder version of my baby daughter, but we're not going to do my baby daughter. We're just going to grab a stock photo of a baby and turn that baby into a bodybuilder and see just how disturbing a bodybuilder baby will look. So anyway, let's see what happens with our cartoonify here. Oh my goodness, we have quite a few different versions. Actually, I think this is kind of cool, except this one on the far left, this black and white one, looks somewhat terrifying. This one in the middle, it looks like Pixar kind of version. We have her standard like Disney and then an anime as well. So it did pretty well, I think, with the cartoonify version. Maybe I'll have to switch the profile picture on all my accounts to one of these. Let me know which one you think I should switch it to. I'm leaning towards this Pixar one here, although it doesn't quite look like as much me as I would have hoped, but we'll see. Anyway, let me know what you think. Okay, let's go ahead and bodybuilder a baby and see what that looks like here. Okay, I think I found the perfect image here to do our bodybuilder babies. It's a group of them, and I think it's going to work out just perfectly. I'm super excited to see what it looks like. Let's see how this turns out and if it's just as disturbing or just as funny as I think it might be. We're going to do four images again, and we're going to go ahead and generate. So stand by, and we'll see what happens here. Okay, it didn't work out quite as well or as funny as I thought it would, but this one over here on the far left is, I think, the closest to what I had in mind with this middle baby right here. Looks pretty jacked for a baby, and if a baby were a bodybuilder, I think that's probably what it would look like, and I think it still accomplishes getting a pretty good chuckle out of it. Okay, that's going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day that we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.